Good morning, Carbondale. It's 9:07. I am Mark Bausch, and it is once again time for the WDBX Sunday Sports Review. We thank Mike Baker for sitting in for us the past couple of weeks. We did a little spring training media junk down in the Jupiter, Florida area covering the St. Louis Cardinals. Today is opening day, and that is food for talk here on the Sunday Sports Review as we bring in our first guest, Mr. Mike Cuss, the lead columnist for St. Louis Sports Online. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Mike, I am well, and it occurred to me just as I'm sitting down here that you have a new piece which will be posted on the pages of stlsports.com in a matter of moments upon my return there, and presumably that piece is about opening day in for the Cardinals.
It is, Mark, it's good to have baseball back. It's always good to have opening day. It's always a very good feeling across our land, and you know, opening day is always a really good thing, whether you finish 50 games out or whether you won the division by 10 games in the previous year. So it's always a good time.
Yes.
Cardinals entered 2016, and I think the base of the piece is that there's an incredible amount of uncertainty with this team. You know, they won 100 games last year, and you know, if you think back, Mark, the fact that they won 100 games and having as many injuries as they did last year, you have to take your hat off, number one, to Mike Mussina. But number one, that starting pitching was really, really good last year. I mean, it was really, really good. It ran out of gas in September, and you could see that in the September record as well as in the playoff. All of that said, there are a lot of question marks up and down that Cardinal lineup, and that is something to be concerned about. Right now, they're on their third string shortstop, and Mark, they're one foul ball away from going down to their third catcher.
Yes, you want to bring our listeners up to date on the late-breaking and then the not-so-late-breaking injury news for the Cardinals.
Well, the late-breaking news happened yesterday that Brian Pena, the acquisition, the backup catcher Cardinals picked up in the offseason as a free agent, is going to be on the disabled list for perhaps a month. And apparently what happened was that he slipped going into the dugout after a workout and has hurt his knees. Now, that's really all we know right now, and whether it's a strain or a slight tear or whatever, because, as you know, getting information of injuries from the Cardinals is not something that they're not really free to share. However, given all of that, when you're a catcher, if you have a knee injury, that's not a good thing, because they do a lot of squatting, so that's a concern. Yadier Molina is now back, and I don't know whether the Cardinals thinks he went the Lord's mark, or maybe I'm just overly pessimistic, but I am really concerned about that one. I don't know how somebody, after two thumb surgeries, can just start swinging a baseball bat and facing major league pitching. I just am real skeptical about that one.
Right.
The older injury was older news, I should say, is earlier this week, Aaron Tejada, the shortstop the Cardinals picked up from the free agency, hoping to bridge the gap until Johnny Peralta comes back from another injury, also got hurt. He has a quad injury, from what I understand, and his status is also going to be a month. So Jet Jerko and Greg Garcia are going to be your shortstop for the next for the month of April. So, Mark, the Cardinals opened the season with a bunch of guys in sick bay.
Yes. Yes. Who will play shortstop today? Do you know?
I think it's Jerko. I think Jerko starts at shortstop, and then they just hope the ball don't get hit to him. You know, he's adequate. I mean, he'll do the job, but he's no long-range solution. I guess Greg Garcia will spell him. Mark, I don't think the Cardinals want to, if they can help it, bring up this kid Diaz. I think they see a lot of upside with him, and they think that it's better that he stays down in Memphis for an entire year to just kind of hone his skills and work on that. So I think that would be the last resort. So it's short for at least April. It's just going to be a patch here and a patch there and hope nobody else gets hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, you get
we've for weeks talking the number of question marks exceeds the number of certainties for the St. Louis Cardinals.
And that was the crux of my piece, is that there are just a lot of question marks with this team. And, you know, Mark, last year, and again, crunching the numbers or revisiting the numbers, you know, that starting pitching last year was just so good. It was just so, so good last year. You can't expect them to duplicate that, given the fact that, you got one guy out for the entire season with Tommy John, and everybody else that has question marks from injuries either last year or prior injuries. Perhaps the most certain guy you have there is the new guy, Mike Leake, and you really don't know what he's going to do in a Cardinal uniform.
No. Leake pitched one of the days that I was down there, Mike, and I was able to see up close and talk to the guy a little bit. Mike, he's a right-handed version of a crafty left-hander.
I think so. Okay. So he's one of these veteran guys who can gobble up innings, and he'll keep the ship steady, is what you're saying. Not a top of the rotation guy, but a really good solid number three guy.
I think so. Right. If they get 200 innings out of him and 13 wins, I think they'd be happy. Anything above that would be gravy.
Yeah, I think that's fair because what you're trying to do is you're trying to, at least this year, you want to try to duplicate Lance Lynn's numbers. And I think Lynn last year finished with about 14 wins. So, yeah, that's kind of right, the right neighborhood.
All right. But you were going to keep going with some other stuff.
Yeah, I think big thing is, you know, then the next thing is offense. You know, last year this team was offensively challenged. Didn't score a lot of runs. Mark, they were 11th last year in the National League in runs scored. I didn't realize that until I started digging into these numbers. That's not real good.
No.
And take away the fact that their best average hitter is now up in Chicago, and there's all sorts of uncertainty there. Holiday's in the last year of his contract. You don't know who's going to be at first base. Carpenter's going to be leading off, but he struck out 150 times last year. You got questions as far as Colton Wong as to whether he's consistent, and then you got a couple of young guys in the outfield who have all sorts of potential, we're told. But you know, potential can only go so far. I mean, you know, you're going to have Randall Grichuk as your starting center fielder, and you're going to have Piscotty as your starting right fielder, and you hope that those young guys can deliver you some offense. And in the same vein, taking it a step further, you know, Mark, if you take a look at that Cardinal defense, and even including Molina, who is not 100%, you would not call that an airtight defense, would you?
No. Grichuk threw out some guys from center field this spring because everybody was testing him because nobody thinks he can throw.
Yeah, you know, I think that's going to be a concern. And I've been worried about that one now ever since they let John Jay go. Because, Mark, as we've seen this before, the Cardinals' success is directly proportional to the success they have in center field. And time will tell whether Randall Grichuk can do it in center field.
Indeed. You know, Mike, were you paying attention at all to the buzz that the Cubs have generated in Arizona?
Bits of it. I've seen bits of it. They're trying to kind of be loose and happy free, and they're, you know, thinking that they're ready to go. So, you know, Mark, it's not unusual. There's a lot of enthusiasm with the Cubs the way they ended last year with their free agent acquisition. A lot of young talent. You know, we've got a bubbly manager there in Joe Maddon. Yeah, you can see where they're a sort of the flavor of the week right now and setting up a couple of buzzes.
Well, the reason I bring it up is frankly, Mike, they were drawing every game I saw on television at their home park. They had in excess of 15,000 people. They've sold the place out.
Yeah. You know, Mark, you know as well as anybody the situation up in Chicago. They are just dying for a winner, and you know, you've got the emotional thing there and everything else. You know, the enthusiasm is high for Cub baseball. They just simply need to deliver. Their team's good. Their team is good, and you know, in a National League, which probably is the strongest I've seen in several years, top to bottom. I mean, there are 7 or 8 really good teams in the National League. Of them, you would have to rank right now the Cubs at the top of that list.
Right. Right. Well, I can't quite get my arms around, Mike, what I saw down there the 3 or 4 days I was down in Jupiter. There's a little different vibe coming out of that clubhouse this spring than what I've seen before. Some of it is still because even though this is what his fifth year, I'm not completely in tune with the way Mike Matheny does his work. Some measure of that is that the Cardinals are one of the few teams. It was at Matheny's behest. I can pronounce things right here. The Cardinals have 2 off days now each spring. 2. And they were on successive Tuesdays. One of the days that I was down there, he told people not to show up. And, you know, I look at Paul Sullivan's piece in the Chicago Tribune a couple of days ago, and he's of a mind that spring training could be shortened by 10 days and nobody would miss it, except the Cubs would now because they're making money off of it. For their home games, yeah, they sell 15,000 tickets. The Cardinals' capacity is in the upper 7s at Roger Dean Stadium, and they don't sell out all of those games. The vibe coming out of it's a little hard for me to get my arms around. As I said, some of the main baseball writers in St. Louis are writing stuff about team meetings and the like. Fact of the matter is, they have those meetings every spring. I think that was a little bit overdone. I saw elements of how that story was bubbled up and brought to the surface, and I'm not sure that there's more than one way to look at what's going on down there, and I'm not sure what that way is yet. My internals tell me that the people in the clubhouse are putting up a brave front, but that in fact they have real questions of their own about this team this year.
Yeah, and I think it's justifiably so. You know, Mark, the one thing that the team perhaps misses is it misses perhaps that significant veteran presence. Now you've got a guy like a Wainwright, and you have a Molina, and you have Holiday. They're sort of in there. Holiday and Wainwright are just good veteran guys. You would not call them a leader, follow me, boys type of a thing. Where when they speak, people listen. You sort of have that in Molina, but that's not really in his DNA. The Cardinals had that in the years where they were successful. You know, whether it be, somebody like a Jim Edmonds, somebody like a Chris Carpenter, and more recently, somebody like a Carlos Beltran, who kind of kept order in the dugout and sort of kept those guys focused. I don't know if there's anybody on the roster that holds that role right now.
Yeah, I think some of that's overrated. I know you're a big hierarchy guy, big red state. Let's do it from the top down. Some of that stuff happens from the bottom up, and I think Edmonds is a good example of that. He was not a leader for years, Mike. For years.
No,
until the very end.
That's true, but on the other hand, though, Mark, when he spoke, people listened. You know, when Jimmy finally decided to speak his mind, people did listen, right. Again, I don't know whether the thing, you know, you were down there, you were with the ball club. I have not been with them. So I'm just speculating from afar, but Mark, they need to come out of April with a pretty good record to get this thing started. They need to come out of April with hopefully some type of a winning record so that when the 1st of May comes down, when Molina has a little bit more time, when they get Peralta back, hopefully, and Tejada back, and maybe Pena, that they're off of this thing. You know, we've seen many times that in April they get you know, teams get buried, and then they're trying to play catch up for the rest of the year.
Yeah. What do you the nominal five starting pitchers, Mike? What you anticipate good starts from the left-hander, Jaime Garcia, out of the box, or what? What exactly do you expect from him?
I don't know what to expect, Mark. That is the wild card. You just don't know what you're going to expect. I don't know if you were down there the day he sort of got a little unglued one inning and got lit up pretty good. I don't know if you were there, but Mark, there are times he looks like Tom Glavine out there.
Right.
But you know, they're just going to have to see. But you know, right now he's penciled in as number five, and right now there's nobody better than him right now in that role. So you just have to sit back and watch. I mean, there are some days he is unhittable, and then there are some other days he gets a couple of runners on base and gets his dauber down, as Jack Buck used to say, and all sorts of bad things happen.
Indeed. So are you going to be watching the pregame in all this morning, Mike, or are you going to be out and about?
I am going to be out and about until about noontime, flip it over to ESPN, and watch opening day.
And you keep an eye on your phone, and maybe we can send a message back and forth during the game, Mike, okay?
Thanks, Mark.
All right, that's Mike Huss live from St. Charles, Missouri here. It's 9:23. I'm Mark Bausch. It's a WDBX Sunday Sports Review. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to dial up batting second this morning, our local connection, Gary Dennison from the Southern Illinoisans. Stay tuned, folks. It's a WDBX Sunday Sports Review. We'll be right back.